ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् नारायणं पद्मभवं वसिष्ठं शक्तिं च तत्पुत्रपराशरं च व्यासं शुकं गौडपादं महान्तम् गोविन्दयोगीन्द्रमतास्य शिष्यम् श्रीशङ्कराचार्यमतास्य पद्म पादं च हस्तामलकं च शिष्यम् तं तोटकं वार्तिककारमन्यान् अस्मद्गुरून् सन्ततमानतोऽस्मि श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादं शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवम् सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम् There are many things in our life which we know even though there is no need to know them. And there are many things in our life which we need to know but we don't know. So our mind is clogged with so many things which has no relevance to our life, it only just adds more clutter. Clutter. Like in our house also, so many things we have which need not be there, including people sometimes. But there are essential things which we conveniently ignore. So that is the reason why it said jnayam, to be known. In this verse, verse number 12, we read again. Etajnayam nityam evatma samstam nata param veditavyam hi kinchit bhokta bhogyam preritaram chamatva sarvam lokam trividam brahma metat. Sarvam prohuktam. Etat jnayam. This is to be known. The Upanishad here does not leave any choice for us. Etat jnayam. Janna hi padega. Jnatavya hai. Karvanu che. Janvanu che. What would you say? Janvanu che. Wow. Janvanu che. Janvanu che. Okay. You have to know it. You cannot help it. Nityam Nyayam. See, this Nityam to be added to that Nyayam. It is not sometime you know, sometime you leave it. There are two ways of looking at it. Nityam Yadvastu Tat Nyayam. And one way of looking at it is that which is always there forever, that is what is to be known. Later on in this very Upanishad, it would say Nityo Nityanam Chetanaschetananam. Among those which are considered as Nitya, this is more Nitya. Because when we have come into this world, the sun was already there, mountains were already there, parents were already there. So they are also relatively Nitya only. Leave alone the parents, of course, the human beings will disappear. Even when we leave, plants and animals, and that's especially the sun, moon, sky, air, space, fire, all are there still when we come and go. So they are also Nitya Vastu, relatively. But this one, Nityam, especially because it is with you, in you, as you. Outside things, they are also there. But this one is more permanently with you. Therefore, Nityo Nityana, it is said. So, yat nityam tad nyayam. One meaning of that. Another meaning is adverb. Or what do you call that? It's not adverb actually. We are looking at the adverbs. Either nityam nyayam. It has to be known always. Which means what? Sada sarveshu kalyeshu sarvavastasu. Nishta, that Nishta should be there, Atma Nishta. That's why in chapter 16 of Gita, Bhagavan says, what is a Daivi Pragati? Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhihi Jnana Yoga Vyavastiti. Constantly abhaya. See, interesting thing is, it is always there, but we are not aware of it. Sada Sarvagado Pyatma Nasarvatrava Vasate. Buddho Vyevava Vaseda Swachyeshu Pratibimbavat. Even though it is everywhere, it is available only in the intellect as the reflection of consciousness. Sun is everywhere, but the reflection is seen only in a mirror or in a pond. Reflection, the light becomes brighter. In the same way, consciousness is present everywhere as Sadvastu, but it is more available to you as your awareness. Behind the intellect or beyond the intellect, present there. So, Nityam Vastu, Nityam Nyayam. Where is it? Atma Samstam. Within you only. So, don't go out and somewhere to find out. Bhagavan hides in your own self. You cannot find him anywhere else. Go and try to find somewhere else, you will be disappointed. So, Nityam Vastu, Atma Samstam, Na Ataparam, than this, Veditavyam Nahi Kinchit. There is nothing to be known. So, when it is saying like this, what does it mean? Everything is included in that. So, if I know this, everything is as good as known. Not that you will know everything. Say, Gurudev used to give the example, if you know that every part is made of mud, you don't look at every part. You know the essential nature of all the part is mud. So, the quality of the mud alone is the quality of part. If the mud is subject to getting merged into the water and broken into the water and goes into this, you know, to become clay, it is the case of all the parts. No part is excluded there. So, if you know the essence of a thing, the characteristics of that will be there in all things made out of that particular material. If you take iron, if you know the qualities and nature and characteristics of the iron, all iron products will have the same quality. Or same feature. Similarly, if I come to know this Nityavastu Paramatma as Satchidananda Rupa, then Don't I know that all beings are the same? Even though they may not express in that way. But essentially, all of them are of the same nature, which is to say, I as good as I know everything. Because I know what is the essence of all of them. They cannot be away from it. Even if a person is miserable, essentially his nature is ananda. He is not able to access that ananda in him or her. Therefore, that person is suffering. That's why Swami Vivekananda said, if somebody is hungry, give him food. And after giving him, give him some work. Because giving food is good. But if he can earn his own money, then it's much better. He will not be a beggar anymore. So if he does not know what to do, give him education. So education, then they say, so he will find his own work. With finding his own work, he will find his own resource to survive. So education is better than giving money. Than money it is, I mean, than food, it is better, education. Than education, than money, for giving him food or money, give him work. Than the work, give him education. Than education, make him realize himself. Then he will be free forever. So the highest dhanam you can give is vidya dhanam. The higher than that is atma jnana. So atma jnana, then you say, you are releasing that soul forever. So when he gets the nalam, thus knowledge, then tasya karyam na vidyate. I'm going to be right. Next time I'll give talks only in Gujarati.
In Sanskrit.
So therefore, highest thing that you can give is Atma Jnana. So therefore it said, Atap Param Veditavyam Na Kinchit. Beyond that, what is to be known? There is nothing. And what is to be known? Then what is that Jnayam? Bhokta Bhogyam Preritaram Ekam. That Bhokta, the enjoyer, Bhogyam, what is enjoyed, experienced, and Preritaram, one who is impelling, pushing, as though to experience the world. Ishvara, Ishvara is one who is, with the help of Maya, engaging the individual to engage in the world. So, karan kya hai? Preritaram is written, Preritaram. That's the word, Preritaram, Preritaram. Why does Lord engage, or as though engaged, every jiva to into this world? Every jiva has to experience his or her own karma phala. Iske liye ye jagat banaya hua hai. Why a jiva even has come to manifest as an individual in this world? Avashyaka kya hai? Because that individual has done in the past life, whatever action for which he has manifested again, and if he or she does not engage in that action, he will never come out of it. Unless knowledge takes place. So, karma ka chodanam, karma chodanam chahiye, karma ka un, pushing him to action. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutanam. Yendra Arudhani Maya, as though he is in that Brahma Chakra, engaging him in that action. As Krishna had done for Arjuna, without engaging in action, you will not find solace. Karmanam anarambhat naishkarmyam purushoshnute, naja sanyasanadeva siddhim samadhigachat. By not doing action, you will not become man of inaction. By renunciation of action without knowledge, you will not reach inaction. The inaction state is the knowledge, state of knowledge, where there is no more desire for you to act. But you are not in that condition right now. You have desire, but you decided to give up action, which is not going to help you. So therefore, so long as the desire is there, those desires will find a field for its action, and Bhagavan makes sure that field is created for you to engage. That is what is called preritaram. Bhokta bhokyam preritaram chamatva. Now you can see, understand this trividam. What is it? Bhokta is jivaha, prerita is ishvaraha, bhogya is prakriti. Ye tinon ko janna padega. Matva sarvam proktam trividam. And ye teen, jiva, prakriti and ishvara, all are Brahman only. Uske bina koi aur nahi hai. Jeev bhi Brahma hai, bhogya vastu bhi Brahma hai, aur ishvara bhi Brahma honti hai. As with the Maya, he becomes the prerita. Maya itself becomes the bhogya. Not knowing a Maya, under its spell, he becomes a jiva. So in three different levels only, the Brahman is working. As an individual who is under the spell of Maya, jiva. The power of creation and sustenance which Bhagavan holds on, that is Maya. And with the Maya, he makes sure that you are engaging in the field of activity. So therefore, Ishvara is also here, Brahman only there. So, Bhokta, Bhogyam, Preritaram, Chamatva, Sarvam, Proktam. Whatever has been declared, Trividam, Brahma, Etat. Etat, Trividam, Brahma, Iti, Matva. So having understood these three as none other than three different aspects of Brahman only. Now, beautiful examples are being given. Very, very powerful examples in the next two, four verses. Now, first we read the 13 and 14. Vakniryata yoni gatasya murtihi murtihi. Nadrishyate naiva cha linga nashah. Sabhuya evendana yogni. Sabhuya evendana yogni grihya. Tadvibhoyam vai pranavena dehe. Tatvobayam vai pranavena dehe. Bhagnirata yoni gatasya murtihi na drishyate naiva cha linga nasha sabhuya evendana yoni grihya tadyobayam vai pranavena dehe swadeha maranim krutva pranavam chottararanim jnana nirmatana abhyasat devam pashyenni gudavat swadeha maranim krutva pranavam chottararanim jnana nirmatana abhyasat devam pashyenni gudavat yatha just as Yonigatasya Vahnehe. Yoni means source. Karanam Tirtha. Yonigatasya. Yonigatasya, its own source. What? Vahnehe of the fire. Murtihi na drishyate. If you take a wood, And inside the wood, there is what? Hollywood. So no Hollywood. Fire is there. There is fire. The fire aapko dikhta hai kya? In the wood, you can see it form? No. But you know it is there. Right? So, yonigatasya vahnehe, inside the wood, there is fire. Yata murtihi na drishyate. You can't see. It is there. Okay? And, nacha eva linga nashaha. When you start, because the fire is inside the wood, which is capable of burning that wood. Is it not? The fire can burn the wood. But sitting there, it does not destroy that wood. Think of the example. Andar, inside the wood, antar mein wo vahni hai, which is potentially can burn the entire wood, but it doesn't do it. Na linga nashaha. So, sabuyaha, again, that itself, yeva, indana yoni grihyaha. When the very wood, when it is used for making the fire come out of it, how do they do it in the Vedic rituals? They have one wood cup on the top and another wood cup in the bottom, and then the wooden one rod, and then they start churning. When they start churning, the fire comes out of that wood. Therefore, indana yoni grihyaha, when the fire is taken out, where does the fire is taken out of? Taken out of the very same wood only. Hidden, it comes to manifest. So, tadva ubhayam vai pranavena dehe. In the same way, in the body, in our own body, through the pranava, you can bring the Atman to manifest. Even though presently it is there, nadrishyate. Even though it is presently there in the our own subtle body, it cannot come to destroy that subtle body until when during the meditation a person is able to realize his higher self. In the realization of the higher nature, the fire that is the Atman hidden within, the very source of its own existence called the Linga Sharira or Karan, the Sukshma Sharira, Basmi ho jata hai. How that very fire, when start manifesting, it burns the entire wood into ashes. In the same way, upon realization of the Om, the Pramatma, Linga Shariram, the individuality is no more. It burns down. Such a beautiful example. Right? So, it is said that Tattva Agnihi Tata Lingasya Upayam Madanat Prag Nagrihyate Madanena Grihyate. The fire that is inside Madanat, before it is not available, Madanena Eva Grihyate. Before it is not available for you to see it. So, it is in the seat of meditation, a person who will always ask, kaha hai, kaha hai, aap hi paas hai. So, you cannot see it. I always give this example, that wood doesn't require too much of fire also. One small spark, if it is a dry wood, one small spark would do. When it gets into that, see, it's like you take a matchstick also. And the tip of it is the, what do you call? The phosphorus is sitting there. What it is capable of? Burning the entire stick. Right? But it is quietly sitting there. Until when? You rub against the other aspect, what do you call that? the
matching
stick, you know, it has that place where you strike. Ah, so then the prosperous become prosperous. It starts to become fire, and the fire burns the entire stick in which is sitting. One small spark is sufficient. In the same way, one single statement of the Guru Tattva Masidi, if it is contemplated, it will burn the jiva entirely. So, but we are afraid of getting rid of this linga sharira because that is our identity. The individuality that we are holding on to as me, 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 that is the linga shariram. Linga means that which is a point of distinction. See, I am trying to be distinct from everybody else, show my individuality. Lingam is chinnam. See, if you go to United Nations, which are all the countries that are participating, the flags will be there, right? Indian flag or British, and then US flag and Russian flag and all that. Oh, Russia is there. Oh, China is there. Oh, India is there. How do you know? Chinnam. Meaning, what it distinguishedly indicated. So, what is that distinguishing feature in all of us? Our linga sharira. Our individual personality. Mana, buddhya, ahankara, chittam. This is the individuality. This individuality itself is the abode of consciousness. And that consciousness is quietly sitting there. But when it starts to manifest through the process of dhyana matanam, so the churning of that mind with the help of Om, then thereafter it will completely burn you down. Then thereafter, you are no more an individual. Swamiji, then what will happen to me? So what will be the me? What, whom do I call as me? You will not call anymore as me, oneself. As different from others. Because what makes all the distinction is physical form. Then it comes to jati, niti, kula, gotra. Jati niti kula gotra durakam nama rupa guna dosha varjitam tesha kala vishayadi vartiyat brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. Jati nahi hai, kula nahi hai, gotra nahi hai, none of those will. Mano buddhya ahankara chittani na aham na cha shrotra jihve na cha grana netra. You go on negating. Why? Because it's all false. What are false? Which false is false? Those which are falling away from you, it's not you. When you see a tree during winter, everything that falls is not the tree. The leaves are coming back later only. Eh? So leaves come. Why they are called leaves? Because they leave. So leave also, then the leaves. So when during the winter, none of them are there. Then they come back again. Again they disappear. Again come, they can disappear. So none of them actually the tree. These are all only expressions of the tree, but they cannot be considered as a tree. You take a leaf, this is the tree. Cannot say that as a tree. Similarly, who are you? That which is continuously changing and falling away, it's not you. So one comes to realize that that will be completely burned in that distraction of the linga shariram, sukshma shariram. One comes to know that which does not destroy itself. See, fire burns everything except itself. Interesting, right? Fire, after burning everything, it will still remain there only. See, you cannot pollute fire. Water you can pollute. Air you can pollute. Earth you can pollute. Why? Why you cannot? Can you pollute? That is why it is called Pavana. Pavani means one which is always pure. Pavaka. Pavana is for air. Pavaka. Pavaka is not Pavaka. Pavaka in Tamil means bitter gourd. So I don't eat because it's pava. Already it has a lot of sin. Anyway, so the fire, that is why it is said that there is nothing pavitram than knowledge. Nahi jnanena sadrusham pavitram iha vidyate. Why? That jnanam is agni. It burns everything. Jnanagni dakta karmani basmasah kurme. So the fire cannot be polluted. Water can you pollute? In air we can pollute. Earth we can. Even space we can pollute. Fire would not allow it. That's why it is considered as Bhagavad Srishti, and most pure form of Bhagavan is fire. That's why we worship fire as the representative of that purest one. So here, that fire, even though present in the wood, does not destroy the wood until it is manifest. Similarly, Atman presiding over our own subtle body, Sukshma Sharira, until the dhyanam takes place, by which you come to make it manifest. Once manifest, it will start burning. That's why I often say, there are people who go to a guru and listen to him from a distance. Swamiji spoke very well, very good. I learned a lot of jokes from him. So those people who are general audience, right? Oh. Then you go closer. Then you go closer, you start feeling the warmth of the guru. Gurudev, you know, you, from a distance, you appreciate his personality, his vociferousness, or his vociferousness, or his command over the subject, or language, all that. When you go closer to that, we have experienced that. When you go closer to Gurudev, you'll see how compassionate, how loving, how warm that person is, right? A little more closer, you become a disciple. Once you are disciple, discipline. The discipline starts. You better listen. And further you go, he will burn you. He will burn you completely. It's like light is there, lamp is there from a distance, you will not feel the warmth. Can you? You don't feel the warmth, you see the light there. Similarly, the brilliance of the guru you will see from a distance. Go closer to the fire, the warmth, right? Then further you go, you are also lit to the light. You become another light, right? You go take a lamp and then go. But then you realize, what is that light doing? Burning you. Finally, you are burnt. If you go closer, further, finished you are. Then you as an individual cannot stay anymore. The guru, you becomes the guru, guru who has become Ishwara, right? The Lord. So the jiva gets burnt into the knowledge fire only to discover both himself, guru, and Ishwara is only one. Ishwaro guru ratmeti murti veda vibhagine. Yomavat vyapta dehaya dakshina murtaye nama. Ishwaraha guruhu atma. Idi trividam. Three kinds of expression. That the individual one who goes to the guru, guru takes him to the Lord. Finally he realizes all the three are only one. That's why here trividam also we said before. So that this sabuya eva indana yoni grihya. Indana yoni na grihya. Indana means fuel. Indana yoni is the wood. When it is wood is churned, tadvatva ubayam. Ubayam by pranavena dehe. By the omkar upasana. That's what Gurudev writes. It can be manifested by the repeated rubbing of its source. Indeed, the same way the self can be very much realized in the body with the omkara. What is to be done? Swadeham aranim krutva. The arani, there are two of them. In the tradition, what they do, wood cup below, wood cup above, and there is a rod, as I said, and pulled with a rope continuously. Like you do butter out of the yogurt. So there it is not one side. There top you don't keep anything. Here both the top and bottom are fixed. And then the rod will continuously, when it churns, swadeham adara aranim krutva lower arani. Krutva pranamam cha uttara aranim. Uttara arani, the higher cup is pranava, om chanting. Dhyana nirmatana abhyasa. What is this matanam, churning? Dhyana. Manaha is the rod. Mind is the rod. And this churning is none other than repetition of om. Dhyana nirmatana abhyasa. By practice, devam pashyet. One comes to see the Lord. Nigudavat. As though hidden. The fire that is hidden will come to manifest. So Omkar Upasana is very, in every Upanishad that is there. Muttamuttaka Upanishad, Kata Upanishad, Kaivalya Upanishad here also. Everywhere that Omkar Upasana is considered as the highest form of meditation. It is a very, very effective step for keeping the mind in the Lord. Because see, if you say Krishna or Rama, suddenly form comes to your mind. You cannot avoid. Right? No doubt it is also very good, but it always brings the form of the Lord. But that form of the Lord can be sometime maybe an obstacle also. Because the form, then you start looking at the form, you forget about why, what you are doing. So Om, on the other hand, may not, maybe you will see the form of Om, but it won't leave from that form. What do you understand? No leela, no story, no features, no characteristics. Those things are not coming to your mind. So the Om, when we chant, all that you can contemplate upon is the sound. In another Upanishad, it is said, Amrita Vindu Upanishad. He says, Swarena Sandayet Yogam Aswaram Bhavayet Param. Swarke Sad Aap Dhyan Karo. Om, chant with Swara. Swara does not mean some music singing, but by making Shabda. Aswaram Bhavayet Param. Then meditate on the soundless presence. Aswarena Anubhavena Asaha Abhava Abhava Vidyate. So it becomes bhava, become abhava. Ishyate. So that which is manifest, unmanifest, become manifest. And what is manifest, become unmanifest. The body, mind, etc. are manifest, that become unmanifest. And that which was unmanifest becomes manifest. So therefore, swadeham araṇim krutva pranavam cha uttara araṇim dhyana nirmatana abhyasat. By the practice of nirmatanam, churning, devam pashyet, one comes to see the Lord, nigudavat. So why is he hidden? Is he afraid? Why is he hidden from all of us? The interesting thing is, he is not hidden. We are hidden. We are hiding from him. If you close your eyes and say, why it's all very dark here? Hari Baba, open. Open the eyes and then you will see. Who is doing it? It's not the world that is closing your eyes. You are closed eyes. Chakshuhu unmilinam. That's why Guru's work is what? Open the eyes. Ajnane na. What is that? It said, Ajnana timirandasya. Jnananjana shalakaya. Some people chant differently, you know. What is that? Ajnana timirandasya jnananjana chalagaya. Jnananjana chalagaya ni. Shalagaya. Shalaka is the stick. So, his only job is to open the eyes. He had closed eyes and walking around. See, that's what Gurudev said. If you close eye and walk around, you will definitely hit somebody. or go and hit the wall. Interesting thing is, if all around you are all close their eyes, then think about the chaos there. Everybody hitting on each other. That's what is happening now. Huh? When we are all blind, we go on blaming everybody around us. And he is bad, she is bad, and that is not right, this is not right, this is good. So you will keep on dwelling in the darkness. Obviously, nothing, nobody can give you a solution. Andhena niyamanaya tandaha. Now, what do we mean by realizing of that in this Tisita meditation? These beautiful two examples are given here, two verses here. Tileshu tailam dadani vasarpihi.
Tileshu tailam dadani vasarpihi.
Apasrotasu aranishu chagnihi. Evamatmatmani grihyate sauna. Evamatmatmani grihyate asau. Satyenainam tapasa yonu pashyati. Tileshu tailam dadani vasarpihi apasrota tagnihi evamatmatmani grihyate asau satyenainam tapasa yonu pashyati sarvavyapinamatmanam shire sarpirivarpitam. Atmavityatapo moolam tat brahmopanishat param. Tat brahmopanishat param sarvavyapinam atmanam kshire sarpirivarpitam atmavityatayo moolam. Tileshu tailam. When you take the oil and mix with another oil, you will never see the difference. Right? The sesame oil, all the sannyasins like sesame oil. You know why? See same in all. It's sesame oil. See same. Seeing same in all. Tileshu tailam. Til. Til tail. Til then til is sesame, right?
Yes.
So how is that gained that oil? By pressing. You know, through the force of. In the same way, the oil which is already present comes out of that til. In the same way, what is already present comes out to manifest. In the same way that as that, yatra pidanena, yantra pidanena, grihyate, tileshu tailam, how it is hidden? In the til, how is the tailam, oil is hidden? In the same way the butter is hidden in the dahi. Dadini means in the mud, in the yogurt. Sarpihi butter. Apaha srodasu. So srodasu, you know, you ask the yamunasu. In the waters of the river, how the groundwater is there below that. Inside the ground, the water is running. River is an external form. So when you khananena, like hiding, but when you go on digging, you'll find the river running under that. Kern County River. Outside you may not see it. Apaha srodasu aranishu ja agnihi. Same way in the arani, the fire hidden. Evam, in this way, atma atmani grihyate. Paramatma jivatmani grihyate. The paramatma is there in the jiva, in the individual self. Evam atma atmani grihyate asau. అండ్ సత్యేన ఏనం తపసా యహ అనుపశ్యతి యహ హి హు సత్యేన తపసా బై ది ప్రాక్టీస్ ఆఫ్ సత్యం అండ్ తపస్. సత్యం ఈస్ యునో యథాభూతార్థవచనం. Whatever you know as truth, that alone you should speak. What you even have a doubt, don't open the mouth. What you are sure, that alone you should utter. What you are not sure, better don't listen. You know, I know. Who is your neighbor? I don't know. Bad. That but is the problem there. I think he's a crook. Why? Because he is looking like my brother-in-law. Therefore, when you don't know, why are you making that statement? So, what you know, yada bhudartha vachanam, satyam. Another meaning, satyam is that which is of satswarupam, of the nature of existence. That alone one should constantly understand as the underlying principle behind everything. Tapasa is here to be indriyanam ekagryam paramam tapaha. Keeping all the senses one-pointedly on one particular goal is called the highest tapas. Tapas does not mean persecution of the body or standing upside down on all that thing people do. It is keeping the mind and senses one-pointedly on one goal. That is tapas. So, satyena enam. That's why it is said in Upanishad, devayanaha satyena vitata devayanaha in Mundaka Upanishad. The path towards reality is spread with satyam. Satyena vitata devayanaha. Devayana means the path towards the devas, God, is filled with the satya. Satyame vajayate nanrutam. It is said also, truth alone wins. So, here, yaha anupashyati, what? Enam, that which is always true. Evam atmanam, atma atmani grihyate, like that of the oil available in the till, like that of the butter available in the yogurt, that like that of the waters available inside the ground, like that of fire available in the wood, so also this. Oh, only AC, okay. I always feel that. Sarvavyapinam atmanam kshire sarpiriva arpitam. Sarvavyapinam. Even though that it is sarvavyapi, all-pervading, yet it is exclusively available in you like the butter available in the yogurt. Interesting thing is, when you are churning, what happens? The butter comes up, right? So it is said in the Amritabhidha Upanishad, Kritamiva payasini kudam bhute bhute vasati vijnanam sadatam mantayitavyam. Constantly one have to do that mantana. So why that butter comes out on the top? What do you mean by butter? Yogurt only, when the water is removed, becomes butter. It's not that it is something else. Dehydrated yogurt is called Greek yogurt. Butter. Right? What do you make out of that? Shrikhand. Shrikhand pehle aata hai. No, what is that? You make, no, like a tofu.
Paneer.
Paneer is where? Dehydrated, correct? It's a dehydrated yogurt. Correct or not?
Milk.
I'm not a cook, I don't know.
Huh? It comes from milk.
Oh, milk. No. But nowadays, what? Oh, it's not from the yogurt. Okay. See how poor is my cuisine, my idea of all that cooking. So, anyway, So the butter that comes out is nothing but yogurt deprived of water. Similarly, jivatma, jiva plus atman. The jivatva is the ego. The jiva rahita atma jivatma. A jiva in a life, we should not understand. Jiva means ahankara rahita atma. So that ahankara is what is drowning you into this world. See, you take a yogurt and put it in the water, it will go down. Whereas you take the butter and put it in the water, it will float. Dehydrated. In the same way, a person who has ego in this world, he will drown. Mahatma, who is devoid of ego, he will remain up floating without getting drowned anywhere. He will not be drowned or pulled down by any situation. Because anything that pulls you down is because of your individual idea. I am so and so. I want this. So you are in the midst of things that you want, then you will get drowned in that. Whereas a Mahatma who lives in this world, since he does not have any desire, nothing can pull him down. You cannot pull his leg at all. They say, no, he isn't going to pull your leg. Hey, leggy nahi. Alag hai wo. So anyway, that's a different. It's too much of a, you know, PJ, so I cannot. Leg nahi hai, so alag hai. So, here, sarvavyapinam atmanam kshere sarpihiva arpitam atmavidya tapomulam. It is the very source of that is tapas and atmavidya. Atmavidya tapomulam. So, Guruji writes here, the truth is the highest Upanishad, which is what? Self-knowledge and penance are the roots. Atmavidya tapascha yasya moolam. Tapascha. Atmavidya, knowledge and tapas. Some people only do tapas and did not go into knowledge. Or some people only get knowledge but never do tapas. See, jnana tapas is what? Not living jnanam is tapas. Jnana abhyas, abhyas jnana ka abhyas kaise ho sakta hai? Karma ka abhyas bhi ho sakta. I know something and I need to do that action to get the result. Jnan ka phal kaisa milega aapko? Jnan ka house kaisa abhyas karoge? How do you practice knowledge? Keeping the knowledge alive is got knowledge practice. Being aware of it. See, when I know fire is hot, what practice should I do? Not to touch it. Huh? Not to touch it. Is it not awareness? When a child who does not know and puts its hand, trying to put its hand, what will you say? It don't. Why the child does not know? Because it doesn't have the awareness. Once it puts, you allow him to put, then forever in his life, he will never put that back there. So what he has gained is awareness. Huh? This is what is called knowing, and knowing does not lead to any action. It will become awareness. Ramana Maharshi says in Sadarshan, when you come to know who you are, there is no question of mistaking you to be something else. Just like the ita dashamoham idi jnatva. That story there, you know, right? It's a Dashamaha Aham. Earlier when they was thinking that when the 10 students crossed and one was missing, he started counting everybody except himself. Then he started to cry, oh, the 10th fellow is gone, etc. Then somebody comes and say, you are the 10th. So when he has realized, I am the 10th, there is no question of afterwards not seeing himself as the 10th. Interesting thing here is, pehle bhi tha. It was not there before. But he was not paying attention there. Right? That's why he mistook himself. He didn't count himself in that way, counting others. In the same way, awareness of the self is not something that is happening out of something else. I come to realize what I have forgotten for a long time. So the awareness is itself is the abhyas. Tasya smritihi, tasya drida eva nishtha. Sadarshan first verse itself we established with that. Tasya smritihi, tasya drida eva nishtha. So here, atma vidya tapo moolam. Jnan aur uska tapas. Tapas, what is tapas here? Not allowing it to diminish, not allowing it to be overpowered by anything else. And that is the tapas. Adva vidya tapo moolam karanam. Tad brahma upanishad param. That is what is declared in the Upanishad. Tad brahma upanishad param. When it is repeated twice, chapter comes to an end. That means the teacher, when he repeat twice, that means today's class is over. So, that truth is the highest in the Upanishad. This truth is, it's called Upanishad. What Upanishad is not a book. Tat Upanishad Param. Tat Param Upanishad. So that Param, what is said in the Upanishad as the highest truth itself is what is referred as Upanishad. Vedanta Nama Upanishad Pramanam, it is said. Vedanta is a Pramana for what? What is said in the Vedanta. That is the Pramana. So Upanishad Param. So this way, this chapter had given us a lot of beautiful pointers and pointed out also what is that we need to do. So sadhanam prayatnena kartavyam. That mathana is not going to happen by itself. Because we are presently also are churned. Manse matan hura hai, uska naam hai manmata. You know, manmata, man ka jo man matan karta hai, was it called, his name is called stupid, sorry, cupid.
Cupid.
Cupid is one who keeps churning our mind. So any object of desire is churning our mind, keeping on turning and turning and turning. So we have to use om instead of other things to churn and churn and churn. So keep the mind engaged in that, then the unmanifest fire of knowledge will come to manifest and slowly it will start burning the antakaran, sukshma sharir. When the sukshma sharir is no more, then, or even as it is slowly diminishing, the vasanas which are continuously manifesting through the antakarana will find no field to operate. See, vasana exhaustion is not one by one you go and attack. I said, nahi ho sakta hai. So when antakarana is no more, when where vasanas can manifest through what? See, the link between karana sharira and deha is only the antakarana. It's connecting link. Vasanas do not manifest by themselves unless there is this sukshma sharira, which manifests as thoughts and desires, then only the action takes place in the body. That being absent in the sleep, vasana cannot do anything in the state of sleep for you to engage in the world. So when the antakarana becomes thinner and thinner and thinner, vasana naturally can lose its hold. It will not, even if it is there, it cannot have a field. So, by reduction of the mind, you are giving no more ground for vasana to come out. So, that is a technique or the secret of vasana kshaya. Otherwise, vasana cannot be exhausted by doing this and that. How will you do that? You do one thing, another one will come. There are hundreds of them sitting, thousands of them are sitting there. So, the media through which vasana can manifest when it is removed, then the vasanas can no more express themselves. You are leaving no ground for them. Peshahanadaha swatma darshanam, isha darshanam swatma rupata. Vesha, that vesha called manaha. Veshahanataha, and the mind is no more. స్వాత్మదర్శనం ఈశదర్శనం స్వాత్మరూప లయ వినాశనే ఉభయరోదనే లయగతం పునర్భవతి నోమృతం. ఇట్ విల్ కమ్ బ్యాక్ అగైన్. మైండ్ ఈస్ గాన్ ఆన్ టు లయ ఇన్ స్లీప్. దట్ మీన్స్ దట్స్ కాల్డ్ లయస్థితి, మీనింగ్ లయింగ్ స్టేట్. సో ఇన్ ద లయింగ్ స్టేట్ ద మైండ్ ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్ బట్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ గాన్. సో ఇట్ అగైన్ కమ్ బ్యాక్ విత్ ద వాసనస్. సో దట్ సో ప్రాణబంధనాత్ లీయతే మనః జాలపక్షివద్ రోద సాధనం లయ వినాశనే ఉభయరోదనే ఈవెన్ దో ఇట్ ఇస్. సో వెన్ డస్ ఇట్ ఎండ్? ఏక చింతనా నాశమేత్యత ఏక చింతనాత్ నాశమేతి. మనోనాశ, మనోనాశ ఈజ్ ఏక చింతనం బై వన్ పాయింటెడ్ అటెన్షన్. సో దట్ ఈస్ పాయింటెడ్ అవుట్ ఇన్ దిస్ యాజ్ వాసనాక్షయో వై మోక్ష. యాక్చువల్లీ వాసనాక్షయోని మనోనాశనాత్ మోక్ష. నౌ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ థింగ్ ఈస్ ఇన్ చాప్టర్ 4 ఆఫ్ భగవన్ పంచదశి, ఇఫ్ ద పర్సన్ ఆర్గ్యూ సేయింగ్ దట్ ఇఫ్ మనోనాశ సేహి అబ్ మోక్ష మిలేగా తో యోగ్ మే మనోనోష్ కా ఉపాయతో దే దియా చిత్త వృత్తి నిరోధ. సో అభ్యాస్ కర్నే సే మనోనాశ హో సక్తా హై బై వృత్తి. మనోవృత్తి నాశాత్ మనోనాశాత్ ముక్తి తస్మాత్ యోగ కర్తవ్య. బ్రహ్మ విద్యాయాః కిం ఆవశ్యకం? సో దేర్ ఇస్ అన్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్ దేర్ ఇన్ దట్ చాప్టర్ 4 ఆఫ్ పంచదశి. ఇస్ ఇస్ వై అండ్ హౌ బ్రహ్మ విద్య ఇస్ నెసెసరీ ఫార్ మనోనాశ. ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ బై కంట్రోల్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్, మైండ్ గెట్స్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ బై రిమూవింగ్ ఇట్స్ వెరీ సోర్స్ అవిద్య. బికాస్ ఇట్స్ టెంపరీ, ఎనీ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ కంట్రోల్ ఇస్ టెంపరీ. ఎనీ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ కంట్రోల్, ప్రాణ, హౌ లాంగ్ యూ కెన్ హోల్డ్ ద ప్రాణ, ఇట్స్ ఓన్లీ కంట్రోల్. ఆఫ్టర్ సమ్ టైమ్ ఇట్ హస్ అగైన్ బ్రీత్. మైండ్ ఆల్సో యూ కెనాట్ కీప్ అండర్ కంట్రోల్ ఫర్ లాంగ్ టైమ్, విల్ కమ్ బ్యాక్ అగైన్. సో నాశ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ త్రూ జ్ఞానం. ఓం సర్వే భవంతు సుఖినః, సర్వే సంతు నిరామయాః, సర్వే భద్రాణి పశ్యంతు, మా కశ్చిత్ దుఃఖభాగ్ భవేత్. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. హరి ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. Thank you all for joining us this week. Then we will take it up the next chapter next time when I come from Bakersfield. And happy Diwali to all of you.